Well, last week the Hunter was gripped in a very early start to the bushfire season, and sadly one of the big casualties of last week was the Richmond Vale Railway Museum. Extensive loss and damage to the site there. I guess a week or so on, time to reflect and have a look at how the site is going. One of the volunteers, they're doing great works. It's Graham Smith. Good morning, Graham. Let's have a look at, firstly, the extent of the damage that you guys suffered last week's fires.
There was significant damage to our collection. Most of the timber, freight, rolling stock and coal hopper collection was destroyed completely. They were the unrestored items. Our restored coal train, 16 four-wheel wooden hoppers, 10 of those hoppers have been either seriously damaged or destroyed. The two stainless steel cars that have been completely gutted, and one which is damaged beyond repair, and other items across the site.
And I guess, Graham, goes without saying that these aren't just something we can go and pick off the shelf and grab a new one. These are historical items that have some significance to the Hunter and the state, and we just can't replace them.
That's true. That's true. One of the wagons destroyed was the prototype for a type of wagon for New South Wales Railways, and it dated back to the late 19th century.
Wow, and to see that go up in smoke must be a real tragedy and heartbreak, I guess, for all the volunteers and those that do the work in keeping the museum up and running. Speaking of which, it has been closed since the fires. How long are we expecting that to take place for, Graham, and what happens next?
At this point, it's uncertain. Cessnock City Council is our landlord. They purchased the site back 30-odd years ago for a dollar. I'm not sure that they think that. to preserve the buildings on site, and the site itself is now heritage listed. But until they get their assessments done on the hazardous materials on the site, which is mainly asbestos from the old buildings, although the two stainless cars had some asbestos in the flooring, which has dropped down into the track. Until they get those reports back and there is some sort of plan to open the site safely, we can't give a reopening date.
Graham, although the items that have been damaged are lost forever, is there any scope for... Is a site such as Richmond Vale insurable? Is there insurance money that can kick in to perhaps purchase some other items?
Most of the historical stock was uninsurable because you couldn't determine a value, and as was the track. But we've had support from the rail industry. ARTC, the track owner, has identified a stock of sleepers out in a couple of country locations which we can transport to the site once it's clear and start reinstating the track.
Well, Graham, that's at least some good news that at least the track will be repairable, and fingers crossed we'll get the site up and running again, because a great tourist attraction and a great piece of living history right here in the Hunter as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's why the site's heritage listed. The significance of Richmond Main Colliery to the history of the coal industry is absolutely determined. It was a showpiece site for John A. Brown, and we hope that it will go on to be a showpiece heritage site.
Yes, and significantly historical wise for the greater Hunter as a whole. Thank you so much for sharing a bit of that with us this morning, Graham.
My pleasure.
From the Richmond Vale Railway, updating us on the fire situation from last week. And fingers crossed the site will be up and running as soon as they can. Graham Smith, we thank him for his time this morning on 2NURFM. It's 9:30.